It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and happy Independence Day to you. That is on Sunday. We will be celebrating the birth of our country, and I thank each and every one of you for joining us and listening in. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose. Live with intention, take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. We have much work to do. Our country is in deep peril right now, and be sure and tune in to America's Veteran Stories this Sunday. 3 to 4 p.m. and 10 to 11, they replay it. I interviewed retired Army Major General Joe Arbuckle, and we really talked about where we are in 2021 America and what we need to do. It's a fascinating conversation, so be sure and tune into that. And again, that is on Sunday. I get to work with a lot of really great people, and that's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, the people here at Crawford Broadcasting, and very grateful for that. Producer Steve, happy Friday, happy Independence Day to you.
Yeah, I can't say it like you do, but woohoo.
Yes, and yeah, I can't believe that we're halfway through the year. The 2022 elections are right around the corner, and we are at a remarkable time, but a very important time in our country. And it is up to each and every one of us to step into this, and we need to be vigilant. We have been kind of fat and happy, asleep at the wheel. And beginning in the 70s, after we came out of the 60s, the communists of the 60s cut their hair, and they went to school, they got jobs, and then they became influenced, got into media and education, our mainline churches, our businesses, our corporations, and we have a fight on our hands for our country right now, Steve.
Everything you said is true. I mean, it just takes a good hard look at almost any one of those areas and see something that's radically wrong. And maybe the surprise factor is the fact that you included the church.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're seeing there's many churches out there that no longer focus on the gospel, but that focus on social justice. And it's rather remarkable.
I mean, they're doing a dance to, you know, not to do anything to jeopardize their tax-exempt status. But at the same time, you know, they're pulling back from anything that's truly, biblical. So you're right.
Yep, I know. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You get a first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds, our most recent podcasts. And we will be ramping up our podcasts here over the next few weeks. We're going to start to do video podcasts as well. And so be sure and check that out. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And I thank each and every one of you for contributing to our independent voice as we search for truth and clarity, as we look at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. And it's never compassionate, my friends, to take other people's rights or their property or their freedom or their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, and our latest is that silent thief, and that is government-induced inflation. Our inspiration, since we're going to be talking with Ben Martin in segments 2, 3, and 4 about our Declaration of Independence, so appropriate as we're coming into recognizing our independence on Sunday, I was looking to founders' quotes about our founding, and I thought this was pretty amazing. This is from Benjamin Rush, and he was a signer of the United States Declaration of Independence. He was a civic leader in Philadelphia, where he was a physician, politician, social reformer, humanitarian, and educator, and founder of Dickinson College. He attended the Continental Congress. He was born in 1745. He died in 1813. And he says, "Do you recollect the pensive and awful silence which pervaded the House when we were called up one after another to the table of the President of Congress to subscribe what was believed by many at that time to be our own death warrants.
And what is he describing there? What event is he describing?
As each of them were called up to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Precisely.
And Steve, I hadn't really thought about it until I found this quote. Can you imagine what that was like as they were each called up and they signed that? I guess I thought they all signed it all at once, but that would mean each individual went up and they signed that, and it had to be very solemn. And I thought it was just an incredible quote.
This is the Ben Day. We're going to be talking with Ben Martin. You just quoted Benjamin Rush, and then I think a quote for the promo for today's show was the Ben Franklin quote, if we don't hang together, we will surely hang one at a time.
Hang separately, for sure. So, let's continue on here. A couple of things. I get to work with really, really great sponsors. And one of those sponsors is Hooters Restaurants. And they have five locations. That is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. And they're sponsors because they really believe both in freedom and also in recognizing our veterans. They're sponsors of both the shows. And they're a great place to get together with friends, or when the girls come over on Wednesday nights, I normally will order their wings. I love their smoked wings. They're half the calories, but they have all kinds of specials. Kids eat free on Saturdays. So be sure and check out my website. Click on my sponsors tab. All those sponsors I highly endorse, highly recommend, and click on the Hooters icon there, and you'll get all their specials. Speaking of coercion, Steve, and as we are celebrating our independence, this particular headline, the very first thing that Patty has on here, really has taken my breath away. It says it's another Colorado State program for businesses to join in. It's called Power the Comeback. How can my business or workplace get involved? And it says the state of Colorado is asking businesses to help power the comeback this summer by supporting employees who want to be vaccinated and promoting policies for COVID-safe workplaces. Vaccines are Colorado's key to a future after the pandemic. After vaccination, Coloradans can go back to enjoying the things we like again safely. This is how we return to a more normal life. When you look at those words right there, first of all, I'm not sure that businesses have to support employees that want to get the vaccination. There's plenty of ways people can go out and get the vaccination if they want. And it's not a vaccination. It's not been approved by the FDA. It is still an experimental drug. And so it's really dishonest the way they can continue to use the word vaccination and vaccinated. And promoting policies for a COVID-safe workplace, wasn't it, I don't think we mentioned it yesterday, but it looks like Governor Polis, with the way our nursing homes were treated early in the pandemic, he actually was getting the title of the Como of the West, because we had so many of our elderly that died in nursing homes because of his particular policies. Now, bear in mind, COVID is a real thing. But what they have done is they have stoked fear in people. And then they're not telling the truth. This is not a vaccination. This is an experimental drug. And if people want to get this experimental drug, great. If they don't, there should not be all this fear and coercion. But take a look at what these questions they have. They said, here's how to get your business involved. And it says, what does it mean to take the power of the comeback business pledge? It says, we invite businesses taking the pledge by committing to one or more of the activities that will help power Colorado's comeback. Host a vaccine clinic for your employees. Share information about nearby vaccination clinics with employees and customers. Promote information about the Colorado law that mandates paid time off to get the vaccine and recover from vaccine side effects. Provide incentives for employees to get vaccinated, like cash bonuses, additional paid time off, etc., and have a policy in place that encourages any individual age 12 or older who is not fully vaccinated to continue wearing a mask inside your workplace.
You know who would be very proud of this thing that you just read? Joseph Goebbels.
Yeah.
And he was the propaganda minister of the Nazi Party. He would love this because it's right down right down the middle of the road here in, you know, influence and propaganda.
It is. And it says, what kind of businesses can take the power of the comeback business pledge? Well, all businesses can do this. And anyway, it goes on and it says, is this a HIPAA violation to ask my employees if they're interested in getting vaccinated? No. And is it a HIPAA violation to ask customers if they are vaccinated? No. Really? Really? I mean, can you just ask people all of their medical history? I don't think so. And it says, is my business allowed to require masks for entry? The answer is yes. If a customer is unvaccinated or chooses not to share their vaccination status, a business may require mask wearing. Businesses may refuse service to individuals not wearing masks if the business requires masks for entry. So it's going to be one of these papers, please, before you can go into a business. This is terrifying stuff here in 2021 America.
Do you remember back about 15, 16 months back, driving down the highway and the electronic signs, what some of those messages said regarding the virus and masks?
Yeah.
I have a friend in Georgia. He used to work here when we worked another job. And I said to him the other day, he passed me a real good article on vaccines. And I said, are you guys bombarded with public, you know, PSAs, public service announcements regarding the vaccine? And is it by chance, what is it, Health and Human Services is the sponsor of those announcements? He says, oh, yeah. Any TV station you watch, you're going to get nailed by one of those HS, Health and Human Services. You know, I can't think of their acronym right now. It's too early. But, yeah, it's happening here. It's happening all over the nation.
It is. And this is very, very concerning. And, Steve, when we were doing our pre-call for the show, you had mentioned there was a point that you wanted to make regarding language, and that is the difference between democracy and constitutional republic. And we are a constitutional republic, but the Democrats continue to talk about our democracy, and many times Republicans don't even get it right.
Yeah, I mean, it came out of a story on the Supreme Court's decisions on voting. It's obviously a big deal these days, but the Democratic response, and I didn't...
Democrat response.
Oops, I do that every time. Mm-hmm. Basically said, oh, the harm done to our democracy. And I thought, this is more than a coincidence. Every time somebody steps up to the microphone representing the Democratic Party, they will always make reference to our democracy, and they will never utter the words constitutional republic. I said, this cannot be an accident.
It is not. And if you actually read Biden's inaugural address, he refers many times to the democracy. I think once he mentioned republic, and I do believe that that's by intention. But let's go to break. We will be talking with Ben Martin, a patriotic historian, a graduate from West Point, and a former Army Ranger. He knows our history. He brings it alive. We're going to be talking with him about our Declaration of Independence. We're going to go to break. And before we go to break, Catherine with Castlegate Knife and Tool is on the line with me, and we're coming into Independence Day weekend. Happy Independence Day weekend to you, Catherine.
Thank you so much. Same back to you. It's a wonderful time to get out and celebrate with friends and family and remember everything that has come before us in this great country.
Well, we are lucky people. We stand on the shoulders of giants. And as we think about declaring our independence from the most powerful empire on the face of the earth, it was a pretty gutsy thing that these founders did, these merchants and these farmers. What's your kind of your big thought as we are going into the weekend?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where it's so pertinent to what is happening in today's media and local communities and local government. The independence documents need to be consistently reviewed in classrooms, and American patriotism needs to be instilled in our children, because we really have, to your point, stood on the shoulders of giants, and we have been afforded such great privilege. And you're right, it was the farmers, it was the merchants, it was the little guy, the deplorables, if you will, the Minutemen, who stood up and said, this is our country, this is our homeland, this is not big government, and it was founded for the people. And I would really like to see that happening more, and that pride restored in our younger generation to, you know, half the reason there isn't that, I guess, gumption is because it wasn't taught in you know, the worst thing in the world is to forget history.
Well, and that is why we do this show, is so that we can bring truth and clarity to these issues as people look at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And one of the ways we're on the air is because of this great sponsors that I get to work with, Castlegate Knife and Tool. Quickly, Catherine, I'm not sure that everybody knows, but you have just recently started knife sharpening, and what a great service that is.
Yeah, so knives are a huge part of American history, and it's something that is so easily passed down from generation to generation. So to make sure that those vintage and heirlooms remain sharp and usable and are being utilized for the intent of which they were passed down, we do sharpening here in the store every Tuesday and Thursday. So anyone who's got an old knife set down to your granddaddy's everyday carry can come on by, and our in-house sharpening team will get it brand spanking new for you in absolutely no time.
What a great service. How can people reach you, Catherine?
Well, yes. Yeah, so the easiest way is to stop on by the store in Sedalia, Colorado. We are there every day, and Mr. Bill, who is our in-house knife guru, is there to answer any and all of your questions. But if you can't, you can check us out at www.castlegate.com. And, of course, we are available on all social media platforms, so just pick your favorite and follow us.
Well, Catherine with Castlegate, I wish you a really great weekend as we celebrate our independence. We'll be right back with Ben Martin.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's KimMunson.com. And sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests and our most recent podcasts. And thank you to each and every one of you who contribute to support us. We are independent, and we are committed to search for truth and clarity by looking at issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And it is remarkable as we reflect upon our heritage, our Declaration of Independence, and it is important that we reclaim our Declaration of Independence, the vision that they had there, as well as reclaim the Constitution as well. But today we're talking about the Declaration. Ben Martin is a patriotic historian, graduate from West Point, former Army Ranger. Ben Martin, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. It's great to be with you today and to talk about the Declaration. How are you today, Kim?
I am doing well. I am grateful that we live in this country and that we have the opportunity to be talking about it this morning. So where should we start, Ben?
Well, we should start. I would just like to say that the Declaration of Independence is so great that we're celebrating it today. This is our primary document of our founding. It was written, interestingly, I think amazingly, written before we started fighting a revolution. We told the world why we were fighting and under what authority we were revolting. And we talked about these founding principles that were so amazing in that document. And then what was even more amazing, Kim, was that after we fought the Revolutionary War, our founding fathers did, then they stuck to those principles after winning the revolution, which, first of all, having the document, the Declaration, that was the first time in the history of the world that somebody did something like that, wrote this document to tell the world why they believed that they had the right to be independent and free. And then after the war was over with, after they had won their freedom, they kept to those same principles, which we still honor and hold in our hearts today.
Well, and those principles were so unique. And America is the only country in the history of mankind that was founded on an idea. And this idea is these natural rights from God of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Right. And that to acknowledge that we are all created equal by God, it was remarkable. And before we continue on, I do want to make sure that I acknowledge the Harris family that is the sponsor of this show. They're great partners of the Kim Munson Show, and I'm so grateful for them for bringing this show to the airwaves. So I wanted to say thank you to them, Ben. But let's continue on. We were founded on this amazing idea. And what's been frustrating to me, Ben, is there are those that, because the founders were men, they were not perfect. And those that want to tear down our country have focused on their faults, and then they've also fabricated faults as well. And instead of looking at this great ideal that they came up with, which was exceptional and remarkable, the people that want to tear down our country focus on the human faults of them. And I tell you, there's nobody that's perfect, and it's very unfortunate, Ben.
Well, I'm so glad you said that, and I'm so glad that you said that about philosophy. You know, Margaret Thatcher said a long time ago, when she was asked about the differences between America and her country, the Great Britain, which has also had a great history, and they're still around too. And she said, "Well, what's the difference?" And she said, "Well, you know, America. Well, first of all, she said Britain. She said Britain is a function of history, and she said America is a function or is a country of a philosophy." And I have to say that Lincoln, before he was inaugurated, he wrote this message to himself to emphasize that very same thing, you know, a couple centuries before Margaret Thatcher did, of course. But it's amazing that when he wanted to bring the country back together, to hold it together and then bring it back together, he used that philosophy in those great principles that you talked about earlier. He put them in one lump sum, and he called it liberty to all. But I just want to do a little bit of a quote from Lincoln today to start this thing off, if you'll permit me. It was on the fragments of the Constitution in the Union when he was knowing that he was going to assume the presidency, and he had written down to himself what was going to be his guiding principle to bring the country back together. And he said this, Kim. He said, all of this, and he was talking about all of this, he was talking about the prosperity that the United States had in their first part of their history. You know, we go back and say fourscore and seven, you know, and seven decades ago, he was talking about the Declaration, 6 years, I'm sorry, and he said, all this is not the result of accident. He said, it has a philosophical cause. Without the Constitution and the Union, he said, we could not have attained these results. But even these are not the primary cause of our great prosperity. There is something back of these, entwining itself more closely about the human heart. And he said, that something is the principle of liberty to all. That principle that clears the path for all, gives hope to all, and by consequence, enterprise and industry to all. And he said, the expression of that principle in our Declaration of Independence was most happy and fortunate. He said, without this, as well as with it, we could have declared our independence of Great Britain, but without it, we could not, I think, have secured our free government and our consequential prosperity. He says, no oppressed people will fight and endure as our fathers did without the promise of something better than a mere change of masters.
Ben, okay, at this point now, you're talking about Lincoln, and that's very appropriate as well, because I got up this morning and I was thinking about it. The Battle of Gettysburg began yesterday, and it was fought July 1 through July 3. Right. And I got up this morning, I was thinking about Gettysburg as these guys were getting up that morning and right, going into the second day. And you mentioned that, what, it was just 70-some years after our founding that we are now on the brink of civil war. And the question was whether or not slavery would be expanded into the territories. And so when we talk about this liberty for all that Lincoln was talking about, many times people degrade our founders because we had slaves. And how do you address that when you're talking with people, the fact that we had slavery in America and we also had this vision, liberty for all and all men are created equal? How do you match that up for people?
Well, I match it up as that was what existed in the world. It existed in every country. It existed for many centuries before we were ever a nation. And we had this. Lincoln understood this. Most of our founders understood this. And as Lincoln said when he tried to keep the country together, he said, that's my primary goal right now. He said, to keep this nation together. And what he's thinking is, if we don't keep this nation together, just as our founders, when they wrote the Constitution, we had the Declaration already, but they wrote the Constitution based upon that principle that all men are created equal. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But he knew, our founders knew, just as Lincoln did, that we could assert that principle to the fullest, and then we would not have the country that we have today, and that at least half of the country would have been slave, and the other half would have been free. And Lincoln, as our founders did too, said, we have to promote this principle. This is something that, as Thomas Jefferson called it, or really as Benjamin Franklin called it, we'll say it then, he said, this is self-evident truth that all men are created equal. And we all knew that. We all understood that. We all knew then, more than we do now, we understood the laws of nature and of nature's God. So much today we do not understand that at all, and that's part of the problem we have today. But he did, and he knew that if we wanted to free people and set an example to the world to free people, because much of the world was still, almost all the world was overrun with slavery, that we had to set that example. And we talk about that in the Federalist Papers, too, about the example we set. But we had to do that if we really wanted to treat and make sure that that principle was applied throughout all the world. And to talk about that a little bit, we talk about Frederick Douglass and what he said about our Constitution when he was called to speak on the 4th of July. And he said, I have to say the principles that these men put forth before the world, he said, was something that's great. And he said, I never take that away from them. And he said, this is the principle that we are moving towards right now. And he says, I know that our nation, led by Lincoln, is moving toward this principle now. And I will be happy when that principle comes to fruition for our whole country. But we knew that that couldn't come unless we kept the country together. And so that's how I look at that.
Okay, and we're going to go to break, but before we go to break, I want to make a point. And that is that here we are in 2021 America, and we see politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties that are working every day to divide us, to keep us divided. And if we do not once again become united behind these principles, that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, it's going to be very difficult for America to continue. And too many of those young people that have been taught to degrade our founding because our founders were imperfect people and because we had slavery at the time, and slavery was prevalent throughout the world at that time, I would challenge people at this particular point in time to take a look at China. Nike just recently came out and said that they are a company of China. And so first of all, you may want to reconsider when you're buying, what brand you're buying as far as shoes. But China has slaves. And in fact, there are concentration camps that can be seen by satellite in China. And so if we really want to address slavery, where the founders did, Lincoln did, the United States did, in our day and age, we need to address the slavery that is going on in the world today. And I would challenge people to come together behind our idea and then challenge the slavery that is prevalent in other places throughout the world. Do you want to comment on that, Ben, before we go to break?
I just fully support that, and that's exactly what Lincoln was saying, and that's what our country stands for then, and it stands for today. And you're right, that has to be kept forefront in our thoughts, as Lincoln did when he tried to reunite the country.
Okay, well, we're going to go to break. We're talking with Ben Martin about our Declaration of Independence. We'll be right back.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to each and every one of you who contribute to keep our independent voice on the air. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. We are celebrating the birth of our country this Sunday, which is Independence Day, the 4th of July. And on the line with us, we're talking about the Declaration of Independence, is Ben Martin. This show is brought to you by the Harris family. They are great partners of the Kim Munson Show. Ben Martin, where do we want to go from here talking about our Declaration?
Well, I would like to now go, Kim, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the Declaration itself. You know, I talked yesterday to a group of people in Parker. And I broke this down and talked about the Declaration and the different parts of it. And people came to me afterwards and said, you know, I never knew this. And this makes everything so clear. And I think that what you were talking about before, that we know this, I knew this from school, and I think many people of my age and knew this too, but I think the people that we have today, the young people that are growing up, and the people that came in after us have not heard this before, and have not. They don't relish. They don't cherish the principles in the Declaration as we do, and their founding, and how unique they are in this world. So, that's where I'd like to start, and I'd like to start with a quote from our Federalist Papers, which are probably the most important thesis ever written on principles of government. And it was written, of course, after the Constitution was written to help get it ratified. But one of the things they say in there on Federalist 14, Publius says, they produced a revolution which has no parallel in human history. They reared the fabrics of government, which have no model on the face of the globe. They formed the design of a great nation, which it is incumbent on their successors, and that's all of us, to include the younger people that have not really had this education. It's incumbent upon them, all of us, to improve and perpetuate. And I think that is so important, to look at what was started by these principles that are found in our Declaration of Independence. And then to go to Calvin Coolidge, who said, under the Declaration, when he was giving a speech, the 150th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, and he was talking about, he said, to live under the American Constitution, which is based upon the principles of the Declaration, it is the greatest political privilege ever accorded to the human race. And I think that is something that we need to know and appreciate, and I don't think we do today.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we do this show, is to help people get their brains around this. And we have been asleep at the wheel. I would say it started in the 70s. We've been asleep at the wheel at assuming that our kids have been educated on this. And to that point, our kids currently are falling behind, because instead of using the school day to teach, and there's precious hours in the school day, there's only a certain amount of hours. And instead of teaching our kids reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, critical thinking, which is what I think public education, what people want from public education, is to give our kids the tools that they can pursue their happiness. We've now seen this social issues focus, such as this critical race theory or no place for hate, or which is dividing us and not teaching kids that they're created equal, but dividing us. And then also the LGBTQ curriculum, sexualizing our kids. And again, instead of teaching them the bigger ideas. And I think we've been asleep at the wheel. I think people are waking up. And I'm very encouraged about that, Ben Martin.
Oh, I'm very encouraged about it, too, and I think we should keep it up. And that's what I'm trying here. You know, I had, after I finished this presentation yesterday, I had mothers come up to me and said, I'm going home and I'm teaching this to my children. We're going to read the Declaration this afternoon.
Wow.
And I think that's what we should encourage all people to do. And so we talk about the Declaration, and we talk about how it's broken down into parts. The first part was what was called and has been called the statement, the statement that says this is why we're doing this. And the whole document is a document of liberty, the responsible exercise of freedom. And so we start with these universal and timeless principles to underline or to be the foundation of what we're talking about. And then we go into the founding principles in the Declaration. Then we talk about the king's abuses. Then we go into transactional actions. Then the actual Declaration comes from the Declaration of Independence. And finally, that solemn pledge. So I'm going to try to touch on a little bit of those as we go through this program this morning, and I'll start with those universal and timeless objectives, which is the first sentence of our Declaration of Independence. And it says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now, Kim, that's a long sentence, but what it says in there is no mention of a time in history. It's just when in the course of human events. There are no nations mentioned there. It's just people. When it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. We don't talk about the United States or United Colonies. We don't talk about Great Britain. And that's what our founders did. They said, these are the principles for us, but they should be looked at by the rest of the world. This isn't just for us. And I'll get into a quote from Jefferson later that underlies that. But that's so important to understand, and it's also to understand that this is a document of liberty, which is the responsible exercise of freedom. And we didn't come up with this bombastic statement to say we deserve the right to be free and not give any basis for that. And then just take that. We do this very responsibly. We say this is based upon the laws of nature and nature's God. The first reference to God of the four references we have in this Declaration of Independence. And then this thing that it is so respectful, it is so responsible, we say a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impelled them to the separation. You know, that's not bombastic. That's very responsible, and that's very respectful of the rest of the world. And then we go into the founding principles, which, you know, we break them down into really like five basic things. One is the equality of all, which we've talked about already. The unalienable rights that are from our creator to the people, not from a king. You know, at the time that this was being put into place, that's why it's such a radical document, that we were looking at the powers of the king that came from quote-unquote God. You know, that the God supposedly gave these powers to the king, and so the king could take those powers and do anything he wanted to the people because he had been ordained by God to do this. Our founding document, our primary document, this declaration says, no, that's not true. The Creator created us all equally, and he gave the power, the rights, to these unalienable rights to the people. And then we'll talk about that. And that's part of what this is, that we establish what the purpose of government is, to all governments, in this document, and that is for the government to take care of the people. And the government is really created by the people. The people are created by the Creator, by God, with rights, with certain unalienable rights, and then we give powers, not rights, to the government for the primary purpose of protecting the people and protecting the people's rights. And so that's, we talk about that. So that becomes the purpose and the limit of government. And then we talk about this other thing that we use when we have the right to alter or abolish our government if it is not doing what it's supposed to do under these principles. And then the fifth thing is it talks about prudence. And so let's look at that just a little bit here. And we said equality to all. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Like you said, that is the first principle on which we've done. And then we say these unalienable rights come from the Creator. Again, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And again, this is a document of liberty, responsible exercise of freedom. The pursuit of happiness doesn't mean that you can pursue salacious passions. That the definition of this phrase, the pursuit of happiness, comes from Aristotle's Ethics. It says that what the pursuit of happiness means is that you can become the best person you can possibly be. And in modern language, that would be Maslow's fifth order. To the pursuit of happiness would be self-actualization. It means you, Kim, have become the best person that Kim can be. I have become the best person I could be. And as Aristotle said, that is true happiness. That's not passing happiness. That's not transitional happiness. That is true happiness. When you can go to bed at night saying, you know, today I've done the best that I could possibly do. And that's what happiness means. And so then the next principle is we hold these truths, again, to be self-evident, that to secure these rights, these unalienable rights we have, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers, not rights. Government doesn't have rights. We talk about states' rights, you know, back all the way back to our Civil War. And under our Constitution, the only people that have rights are us, the people, and that we give certain powers, not rights, to the government to do the things we want them to do to protect us and to protect us, those inalienable rights. And that's what's said here in this really simple statement. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And so many people don't understand that today. It's a beautiful sentence, but it changed the whole way the world looked at governments. And it said, we are the power, and that's why it's reflected when we look at our Constitution in the first words, or we, the people. And I think that's really, really important, the next of our founding principles.
I wanted to mention one thing on that, and it's interesting. You mentioned states' rights, and I had used that term. Mm-hmm. And somebody challenged me and said, states don't have rights, but we have sovereignty. And I thought that was an interesting, and again, language is so important.
It is.
Would you agree with that, that the sovereignty of the states, or what would be the term that you would use instead of states' rights?
Well, like you said, sovereignty is a really good one. It says, and that's the principle of federalism, is that they have the rights, and it's in our Constitution, it's in the Federalist Papers, the explanation of it, when it says, you know, the government, the national government, the federal government, whichever way you want to refer to it, it has the responsibility to do certain things that the states can't do, but it brings all of those powers together. But all of the other things that are to be done by government can be done at the local level. So sovereignty is a good thing. Sovereignty means power. And it means responsibility, and that's the other thing. We talk about power a lot, but we don't talk about responsibility. Mm-hmm. And again, that's an American word. But we, the people, have the right to form government. So government is the formation of our creation. We are created by God, and we create government to protect us and to protect those rights, those natural rights that God has given to us. And that's such a big difference in the way that the world had looked at government before. And I think it's still a difference between the way most of us look at government today and many people around the world, to include China, what you said. You know, we think that all rights come from the government. And that's exactly wrong. And they work for us, and we need to reestablish that in our minds, so that we can hold the government accountable for the things that they do.
Most definitely. Hey, Ben Martin, let's go to break. I'm talking with Ben Martin, patriotic historian, about our Declaration of Independence. We'll be right back.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
His truth is marching on.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to each and every one of you who support our independent voice as we search for truth and clarity by looking at issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Government, we realize, is force. That's why at our founding we pushed back against the force of King George, and we searched for freedom, declared our independence. And final segment, Ben, these conversations go way too quickly, but we've got about 7-8 minutes to leave the main things that you want our listeners to hear as we reflect upon and reclaim our founding. And what was it? Was it 245 years ago that this all started? So what do you want to make sure people remember as we go into our Independence Day weekend?
Well, we talked about, first of all, the founding principles. We need that, that needs to be understood. And we've talked about three, and I want to talk about the next two really quickly to say the fourth of our founding principles, and people can divide this, and a lot of people have divided in other words, in other ways, but the way we're looking at it in this convention right now, we've talked about the first three, the first one being equality of all, as we've talked about, the second being the unalienable rights from our Creator to the people, that we're endowed by certain unalienable rights from our Creator. The third is the purpose of government, which is to secure these rights, to be able to secure these unalienable rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers, not rights, from the consent of the governed. Then we go into the fourth part, which we used, we had to use when we wrote the Constitution, because we'd already had that the thing that we had done under the first time when we were still fighting the war, and so the Articles of Confederation. And so this one, now we go to the right to alter or abolish government. We said, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, and that's the first three ends we're talking about, it is the right of the people, the right again, not the power, the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new governments, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them, the people, shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Now, many people object to that word effect with an E because they think, no, we're affecting government. Hey, we're changing it a little bit. And no, that's not what this word means. This is effect, which means to bring about, to bring it wholly into being. And so that's why the word effect is used and not affect. So again, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them, the people, shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And so in the Declaration, we talk about altering or abolishing, and we have to understand in the responsible exercise of freedom, which is liberty, is that to abolish a government and start again is very difficult, and there is much destruction that happens to people's lives, to people's loved ones, to people's family, to people's businesses. And so that is why our founders and our framers put into our Constitution that part about amendment. And we have to remember that all of these things are that are in the Constitution come from the foundation that was provided by our Declaration of Independence. So that's the fourth. And then the fifth is prudence. And when we say, and then they talk about it, after they've said those words that I just mentioned about giving it the right to abolish or to change or alter the government, it says prudence will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. That again is the responsible exercise of freedom, should not be changed for light or transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the form to which they are accustomed. And that puts that responsibility of exercise of freedom back into our guidance, our principles. And so we have those five basic principles in our Declaration of Independence. Then the Declaration of Independence lists the 27, and you can break that down other ways too, but the bullet points are 27 bullet points, this long train of abuses and usurpations. And it says that when we have such a long train, but when we have a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, it evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, and I say nay, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So then we list the 27 of these these instances of the king abusing his power that he was really not given by the people. And that's why we are changing the whole structure of government here in the United States. And that's so important. And so it says, such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. Again, alter. The history right. of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injury and usurpation, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And then they say, to prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And then they list those 27 abuses. And we won't go into that right now. And we will go to the transitional thing again to show responsibility. We say, after we've listed those 27 abuses, those different stages of oppression, we say, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms.
And now, Ben, we're getting close to the end of the show, but then it became a call to action.
Right. And the call to action we have is the actual declaration that is listed in the last paragraph of the declaration. And it says, we therefore, and everybody knows that. We say, well, where? I ask people all the time, can you show me where the declaration is in the Declaration of Independence? Most people don't know it. It's a little over a thousand words. You can read it in 10 minutes if you read as slow as I do. And it says, we therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the supreme judge of the world, and this is the third time that we refer to the Creator, for the rectitude, the righteousness of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free.
Oh, that is just amazing, Ben Martin. I so appreciate it. We wish you all a very happy Independence Day. And my friends, we are Americans. And be grateful. Read great books. Think good thoughts. Listen to beautiful music. Communicate and listen. Listen well. Live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals. And like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, AM 560 and 100.7 FM.